Even that day, she came up to the podium while he stood behind her. She cleared her throat a time or two. "First, we'd like to thank all of you who helped search the woods and the creek area yesterday," Mrs. Creed said in this quieter-than-usual voice. "We thank you for putting our worst fears to rest. We still believe our Christopher is out there, somewhere." Meaning he wasn't dead. "I tried to look at her, but it was hard. By Friday afternoon, this rumor had leaked out that he might have committed suicide, not run away. Probably a lot of kids thought that was really sad, but you heard loudly from the ones who thought it was a riot. At football practice, guys were placing bets on how he might have done it. It ran the range of taking an overdose of cafeteria food to swallowing a bunch of plastic explosives he made with his chemistry set. Someone said he had sex with Mary Carol Baines, who could stand to lose about 400 pounds, and systematically crushed himself. Stupid stuff. It's like there were too many one-liners about it, and I wondered if I was the only one who kept wanting to flinch. I had this thought as I came out of the locker room that night. This kid, who's been around since kindergarten, is like missing. And it's this matter of principle that we have to laugh? What is up? We really appreciate all you've done, but we still need your help. If anyone knows of any reason why Christopher would run away. Mrs. Creed paused. The silence was followed by this huge shifting of bodies in the pews. I guess it was because even Mrs. Creed was circling around the circumstances, which were more than weird. Chris had supposedly been in the library on Thursday using the internet. After school, when the principal, Mr. Ames, was downloading his email, he got a note signed Chris Creed. At first, they thought it was a runaway note, but by Friday, they were saying it could be a suicide note. The note had been very unclear. The grown-ups got together and searched the woods on Saturday, but nobody could find so much as a hair from Chris Creed's head. So Mr. and Mrs. Creed were hanging on to the term runaway with hope.